I'm Philip Semple, Pierre. These are secure. Today's date is 10/07/2023. Dictation is for Miss Tammy Ellis. Ellis spells E-L-L-I-S. Tammy spells T-A-M-M-Y. Date of birth is 11/12/1959. This is a 63-year-old female here with diarrhea, period. Patient said it's just started this morning. It's gotten worse. Says she had about 4 or 5 loose stool. Today denies blood and stool. Says she came in because she's now vomiting, period. She denies travel history. Denies other family member with similar symptoms, period. She stated that she worked at a nursing home and is not sure if anyone else has similar illness, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed on a negative, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air. Blood pressure 126/73. Pulse 83. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.1. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck. Full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory. Next inspiratory effort. No perif, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis. Next paragraph, abdomen active bowel sounds. No tenderness to palpation, no rebound, no guarding. No visible peristalsis. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules. No vesicles or bulli. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait. Period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is infectious diarrhea. Number 2, vomiting. Number 3, dehydration. Next paragraph, patient was, and I had a discussion about her condition and the seriousness of it, considering dehydration and electrolyte imbalance. Seeing that she's vomiting and having diarrhea, she says she understands. She was advised to go to the emergency room for definitive care, where she could receive receive IV fluids and lab checks to assess her electrolyte status. She says she does not want to go to the emergency room. She indicated that, and I quote, "This started this morning, and I don't think I need to go to the emergency room now," close quote. Next paragraph, patient was given a lab slip for CBC-CMP and stool culture for C. diff. She was advised to go to the lab for these studies. She says she will. Next paragraph, she was sent home with Bentil, 20 milligrams, 1 PO. QID, 10 days, number 40. In the clinic today, I gave her an injection of dexamethasone. This is to increase her appetite, and sometimes this can work for nausea. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She said she has none. She was strongly encouraged to go to the emergency room. She says she will think about it. End of dictation.